We're going to be starting on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines in the bottom, second word on the line. Amar Le Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi Le Rav Ashi. Did I start the recording? I guess I must have.
Yes, you started the recording.
Fine, thank you. Okay. So now let's just review where we're up to. We had a Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanon, what the pasuk of Mishras by Nazir, Mishras Anovim, something soaked in grapes, what is it coming to tell me? The Rabbanon said it's Hello? Yeah, I just started this year. Mishras, according to the Rabbanan, is to tell me Tam ki Iker, that the taste of something is like the Iker. If you soak grapes in water, it becomes usser. Because it's the Tam of the Tam is there, even though you're not eating the grapes, but the taste of the grapes is there. Rabbi Kiva, however, learned out Tam ki Iker from somewhere else. We spent time figuring out where he learned it out from. We're not going to review that. But he learned out Tam ki Iker somewhere else. So he didn't need Mishras for Tam ki Iker. So he learned Mishras came to tell me by Nazir that had to mitzarev l'Isser. They have a half exayas of wine and a half exayas of bread. It equals exayas, and one is chayim malchus for eating it. That's what we learned according to Rabbi Kiva. However, we said Rabbi Kiva only says it by Nazir. Now the Rabbanon, who learned out Tam ki Iker, used it l'chala tairakula. They said, this is the source that everywhere we say Tam ki Iker, by treif, by everything, right? If you put a piece of treif of meat into soup, into water, and you cook it, then you remove the treif of meat, it's usher, because the taste of the treif of meat is there. That is Tam ki Iker. The Rabbanan source of Tam ki Iker is Mishras by Nazir. They use it as a source for everywhere. Rabbi Kiva, who learned Tam ki Iker out elsewhere, uses Mishras for Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser. But he says it's limited to Nazir. We had Mandi Armim that expanded it to Sa'ar and to Chametz, but it was a very limited halacha. It doesn't apply everywhere else. If I eat exayas of trefa meat together with exayas of kosher meat, I'm not Chayim Malchus. No Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser. The Gemara's question is, the Rabbanan expanded, so why doesn't Rabbi Kiva expand it? If Mishras can be a source for Tam ki Iker, and Rabbanan say it goes to Kala Terakula, so why can't the coin Rabbi Kiva, Mishras be a source of Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser and go to Kala Terakula? Why is Rabbi Kiva limited and Rabbanan don't limit it? The limitations shouldn't make a difference whether you hold like Rabbanan or Rabbi Kiva. It's what halacha we're learning out from Mishras. But if Mishras can serve as a source, it could serve as a source either for Tam ki Iker or for Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser. Why are we saying that for Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser it's not a source? But for Tam ki Iker, I'm going to say it is a source. Either it is or it isn't a source. Why, according to Rabbi Kiva, isn't this a source? That's the Gemara's question now. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi Le Rav Ashi. Rabbi Kiva, the Kamukim Blei Lahai V'chol Mishras, the Hetem Mitzarev L'Isser. He learned Mishras is telling me how to mitzvah for Isser. Litain Tam ki Iker minalam. Did we do this yet?
Yes.
Oh, so I started the wrong place. We're in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. I'm sorry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's the same 12 lines, but it's on the Amud Beis from the top. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi Le Rav Ashi. Merabbana Nishma Le Rav Akiva. Why don't we use the Rabbanon as the same way? Why can't we learn Rabbi Kiva that way? Lav Ami Rabbanon High Mishras Litan Tam ki Iker Omikana to Don L'Cholisurim Shabbatayra. Rabbanon said that Mishras is to tell me Tam ki Iker for all Isurim and the Bataira. Rabbi Kiva Nami the Kabukim Lev High Mishras Latim Mitzarev L'Isser. According to Rabbi Kiva, they use this Mishras for Latim Mitzarev L'Isser. Lav Omikana to Don L'Cholisurim Shabbatayra. So why can't it be a source to everywhere? Amalai, so we answered him. I'm sorry?
Isn't always Tully, there's a Kiddush?
It's always a Kiddush. Tom Kicker is also a Kiddush. It's not to you because you accepted it already in your mind. You live with Tom Kiyaker. You don't live with Hatzim Mitzvah Glaser. But both are the same level Kiddush. Again, Hatzim Mitzvah Glaser is a bigger Kiddush. But it's a new halacha. The Torah always gives you halacha, and then you derive, you slice us from the Shatar and the Dreshes, ma'am. You use the ways you're supposed to dash in the Torah and expand it as far as you can. You expand the Tom Kiyaker. That was a Kiddush. If you didn't know it, it was a Kiddush. So Hatzim Tzar V'Lizer is a new halacha. So expand that as well. Exactly. And for the Gemara. Now, to understand this Gemara, let me introduce a new rule, which is a machlokes, but we'll go with the Gemara over here. When the Torah writes something once, then we employ the Shleish Eser Midas HaTorah and the Dreshes Behem. Tavachimer, Tzeri Shabbat, Beginav, right? Comparisons. Any way you want to do comparisons, you try, you do comparisons as much as you can. When the Torah writes something twice, and it wasn't necessary to write it twice, because I could have figured it out one from the other. So to repeat, why did the Torah repeat it? If the Torah wanted you to use this and then employ the 13 meters of Torah and addresses for him, the Torah should have written it once. And once the Torah wrote it once, we would have triggered Rabbi Shmuel's Shleish Eser Midos and figured out everywhere. Why did the Torah repeat it when it was unnecessary to repeat? Sometimes it's necessary to say it twice, because you would not be able to derive one from two or two from one. So the Torah had to say it both by one and by two. And then we could use it to learn out elsewhere things that are similar to one and things that are similar to two. But if the Torah could have written it once and I would have figured out two, or written two and I would have figured out one, same thing, why didn't I repeat it twice? So there's a mandiyama that says, by repeating it twice, the Torah says, do not derive things from here. That's what the Torah is telling me. We're repeating it twice unnecessarily because to tell me only these two, not anywhere else. So if I can find Hatzim Mitzvah for Isser somewhere else, that means the Torah repeated Hatzim Mitzvah for Isser two times. Why? Let the Torah write it once and I would have derived it everywhere. By repeating it two times, it's telling me only these two places, not anymore. Now, what if I wouldn't be able to figure out two from one or one from two? So then it's not a repetition. It's only a repetition if one would have sufficed. If one wouldn't have sufficed, then I'd have to write two because I wouldn't be able to figure out two from one. So the question's going to be, first we're going to establish that the Torah repeated Hatzim Mitzvah HaKedushah twice. And then we're going to ask, is that considered twice? Or is that considered a unnecessary repetition, or is it a necessary repetition? And that's going to determine whether we can use this as a source or not. Yes, Doctor?
I was just going to point out, in reference to your expecting to something we discussed earlier, as to whether or not the 13 meters well are exclusive or
Okay, again.
Right now, let me finish. Right now there is, what you're saying is that there are 13 meters plus another one, which is the meta axiom, something like that, but not back same form. So it is problematic unless you can encapsulate one of the 13 meters.
Okay. I wasn't interested in that point now. I could have said, there's a mandiyama that said that's 32 meters. Right. I could have used him. Yeah. But I'm using the one that I say every day. For whatever reason, that's the one I say every day. And I say it every day, and honestly, I never stop and think, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the other meters? That wasn't my point here. My point was that whatever you have the Torah writing, you can use any meters that the Torah allows you to use. The reason I use the example of 13 is for most people when they daven, they say, without knowing what they're talking about, maybe. Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel, has to be the Tatar and the Dreshes there. Now, you have a question what Rabbi Shmuel does with the rest. It's a great question. That wasn't my point here, to pick sides in the Machloikas Tanoim, how many meters Tatar and the Dreshes there. All I was trying to point out is, whatever amount of meters there are, you're allowed to use it to derive. So, therefore, it's really a side issue. I just used that as an example.
I have no problem with that. You usually speak very carefully. But what I'm addressing is the Rosh, which seemed to say that something could not exist, and it was not part of the Rosh. Which
Again.
Is his language, and the Rosh was the Rishon.
Again, so you have a question of the Rosh. I'm not getting about it yet. We talked about that before. Before Zog Gemara. Amalai, so Rav Ashi answered him. Habi Nazir v'chatas snake suvim abon ke'echad. The whole snake suvim abon ke'echad eim alandim. Because the Torah repeated it twice. It repeated it by, said it by Nazir Mishras, which according to Bekiva has had to mitzvah for Israel. And it also told it to me by chatas, meaning by kachim. That if a piece of kachim goes into something different than it is, it's hetem mitzvah for Isser, and it gets the severity of the kachim. Now, the case of the Gemara will be, also, if one piece of kachim goes into another piece of kachim that's less restrictive. There are kachim that are more restrictive than a kachim that are less restrictive. For instance, some kachim can only be eaten by Kahanim, some can be eaten by Israelim. Some can only be eaten for one day, some can be eaten for 2 days. So we learn now from that pasuk that when one kachim gets into another kachim, we say hetem mitzar for iser, and we go by the most, which is the heter and which is the iser. The heter is the one with less restrictions, and the iser is the one with more restrictions. Sometimes each can have their own restriction, so they're both heter and iser at the same time. But the idea is the Torah wrote hetem mitzar for iser there as well, which is the second place that the Torah wrote it. Therefore, Zok Rav Ashi, Rabbi Kiva could not derive this to all entire Torah Kula, because the Torah repeated it 2 times, to tell me only these two, not anywhere else. Zok Tetemar, Mishum Da'ev, Nazir B'chatas, Shneik Suvim Abon Ke'echad, Nazir B'chol Shneik Suvim Abon Ke'echad, and when two psukim are coming for the same thing, unnecessarily, meaning one would have sufficed, Eim Elamdin, they cannot serve as a teacher. Nazir Hadamaran, Nazir, as we pointed out, Mishras, and Chatas Mahi, what did the Torah say by Chatas? The Tanya. Kol Ashi Yiga Bibsara Yigdash. Anything that touches the flesh of a Chatas gets sanctified. Yogal Afil Shaloi Bala. What if it touched and there was no absorption? Talmud Blame Bibsara. Ashi Yiga Yibla Bibsara. Yiga Bibsara is saying that it goes into something else. Yigdash, Lias Kamayu, Shim Psulahi Yipasel, Vim Chere Techo Bakamishba. If this kachim is pasul, then whoever it goes into becomes pasul. And if it's two kashim or kachims, it should be eaten like the more severe one. That's what the Brisa says. And the Rush will point out that that is to tell me Hetzim and Star for Isser. Because you could have looked at it and read and saying it's Tom Kanker. But it's not, as we will see in the Rush. Zog the Rush. The Rush that I'm starting is Amar Loi Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Avila Rav Ashi. Mirti. Rabbi Kiva Shemina Loi Be'Isser Nazir Hetem Etzayv L'Isser. Rabbi Kiva says, Hetem Etzayv L'Isser. U'Bishari Yisuri Loi Ari Midi. And in other Yisurim, Rabbi Kiva doesn't talk about. Rabbi Kiva did not limit it to Nazir. He said it by Nazir. Rabbi Yechanan Parach, Damer Kali Yisurim Shebetayra Ein Hetem Etzayv L'Isser, Chutz Mi'Isser Nazir. Rabbi Yechanan, who says that all Yisurim Shebetayra Ein Hetem Etzayv L'Isser, except for Nazir. Minaleha. How does he know to limit it to Nazir? Midrabbanan Ishmael Rabbi Kiva. Nami Neima Hakilinian Hetem Etzayv L'Isser. Let us say for Hetem Etzayv L'Isser what was said for Tom Kanker. And the answer is, Mishum, Rabbi Chatas and Nazir Ben Suvim Rabban Ke'elot, Vehim Alamdim. Now, Shem Psula Hi HaChatas, become Pigel or Nazir. If the Chatas is Pasul, he either became Pigel, which is a Shechita done with different wrong words or thoughts, or Nazir was left over. v'mesadahi, I'm sorry, v'msherihi, tayachu kachamer shebehev. Hachi garis Rabbeinu Chananel. It should be eaten like the more severe of the two. I think that's arguous as well. Right. We have kachamer shebehev, he's garis kachamer shebehev. Shlomim b'yayim rishon shenagu b'chatas. Right. The shlomim on the first day of its shlomim that touched the chatas. Now, this can go both ways. A chatas can only be eaten one day. A shlomim can be eaten 2 days. But since it touched the chatas and it absorbed a little bit of the chatas, the shlomim can also only be eaten for 1 day. Sometimes it's the opposite. If shlomim are the second day, chatas can be eaten a day and a night. Shlomim can be eaten 2 days and 1 night. So on its second day, it can't go into the night. Chatas would have been able to continue in the night. Now, the shlomim on the second day makes the chatas not edible paschia. Then, b'yayim sheni nagu b'chatas, l'tayach l'chatas get alayla, only to the night. U'behetim mitzdarev l'isarayvi. So the Rush speaks out. That pasuk of kol ha'shiyigah b'psara is talking about hetim mitzdarev l'isar. Kigon shenid b'ksuman ben zu l'zu. You have the fat of one that attached itself to the other one. The latam keikar layitzrach. I don't need this pasuk for tam keikar. The triyafina migula after the chavim called yisurim shebataira. I already derived from gula after the chavim all yisurim shebataira. Vulei mekmina period. See, the Rush has a problem. How do you know that pasuk means hetam etzayr flitzer? How do you know? Maybe it means tam keikar. The answer is as follows. The answer is as follows. We have a choice. You could say that it's teaching me Tom Kaker, and then Tom Kaker would be steak soup my bon kechat. But then you would say no Tom Kaker, and yes, Hetem and Star for Isser by Nazir. You would be saying that Hetem and Star for Isser by Nazir, but no Tom Kaker, because the Torah wrote it twice. That means you would be saying Tom Kaker is more restrictive than Hetem and Star for Isser. It's not. So automatically, you say it's going on the most restrictive Isser, and the Torah is telling me only 2 places, not anywhere else. Again, of the two, Tom Kaker is less restrictive than Hetem Sar Isser, because Tom Kaker, you have Exias of Isser, of Tom, whereas in Hetem Sar Isser, you don't have Exias of Isser. That's why you always will say Tom Kaker before you say Hetem Sar Isser. I have a choice. I could say this pasuk is coming to tell me Tom Kaker is only in 2 places, by Goyim Kalim, where we learned before Sukkot, or by Kachim, and not anywhere else. One second, can I just finish? Whereas Hetem and Star for Isser would be by Nazir. It doesn't make any sense, and learn it out, L'chol HaTarakulim, it's only one pasuk. That means you would be saying Hetem and Star for Isser is more global than Tom Kaker. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore we say the pasuk is not coming as a second pasuk for Tom Kaker, because Tom Kaker makes more sense to Asher than Hetem and Star Flitzer. Now I have a third thing the pasuk might be coming. We mentioned before Sukkot that there's a thing called Zayas B'chdei Achilas Pras. That if you eat a Zayas over 8 eggs, right, you're a Chayav. That's also a chiddush. Maybe that's only by chatas and by what other place? The answer is, Zayas Be'achilas Pras is halacha l'maishim Sinai. So we can't play with that. That's halacha l'maishim Sinai. That has no pasuk. That is halacha l'maishim Sinai. So of the 3 halachas that are applicable here by chatas, which is the pasuk talking about? Tom Kaker would limit Tom Kaker. We can't limit Tom Kaker and expand that to Mitzar Flis. Zayas Be'achilas Pras, I can't limit that. It's halacha l'maishim Sinai. Therefore, Zakshu B'kiva, that pasuk is coming for Hetem Tzar Flitzer. And it's telling me that Hetem Tzar Flitzer has 2 psukim, one by Chatas and one by Nazir, and they're unnecessary. I could derive one from the other. Therefore, Hetem Tzar Flitzer only applies by Nazir and by Kachim, not anywhere else. That's Rabbi Kiva's saying. And that's what the Rush is speaking out. Let me read it inside again. Zav the Rush. Shlomim b'yayim rishon shenagu b'chatas. So now you can only eat it one day and one night. If it's the Shlomim's second day, because the Shlomim is more restrictive. In a certain way, Chatas is limited to Kehanim. Ubehezim is time for this arrival. You go to Nidbek Shumim Ben Zulazu, you have an attachment of a half anxiety of Chatas and a half anxiety of Shlomim. The Latam Kehikul Yitzrach, the Kwayavina Migulu of the Chub, the Chol Yisurim Shabbatayro, we learned that everywhere. But Loy Makmina Lay Lixayat of the Achilles for us, the Loy Yitzrach God, the Chol Shurim Asurim Alok Lavaych Mishinai. Be Tixi Lok Frank the Rush, Nukmi Latam Kehikul. Why don't we say he's talking about Tom Kehaker? Let's say that the Torah is limiting Tom Kehaker for two places. Let's expand Hetem and Star of Lizer, and let's contract Tom Kehaker. Suck the rush, but near a leak, even Shadav or Shuckle. You're right. You can go either way. Mistabra, Tvei Lesser, Tom Kehaker, Master Star of Lizer. Tom Kehaker is the first one to expand, before you expand that to Mitzar of Lisser. V'chein Lil, we really said this before. The Elab, the Shomer Rebbe Kiba, Mimokam Akar, Tom Kehaker. Had Rebbe Kiba not derived Tom Kehaker from somewhere else, having Muki Mishra, so Tom Kehaker, but let the Mitzar of Lisser. It's clear from the Gemara that Tom Kehaker is the first one we go to. We only went to the Mitzar of Lisser because we didn't need it for Tom Kehaker. So if the Torah wrote a second pasuk, you want to know where did the Torah limit? It makes more sense that the Torah limited Hetem and Tzarev Lizer than it limited Tom Kehaker. Because which is the bigger Svara to Aser?
That's why I don't understand. Why is it important?
Because Tom Kehaker means Exias of Israel went in here and left its taste.
But the
Israel
that remains is not a
Exias. Yes, it is. It dissipated in here.
You think somebody that Isaac, they had a concise, it's a fleet of Bliyah?
Maybe more. Again, do you know how much Bliyah is in a pot?
No.
Well, one second. Why do you need 60 times, if it's a Ben Yoimai, the only way to catch your pot is in 60 times the volume of the pot, the Etem pot? If I have a Kli that's a Ben Yoimai, it just absorbed Treif, and I want to catch it now, not wait 24 hours. The halacha is, I would have to immerse it in something that has 60 times the amount of water than the volume of the metal of the pot.
The surface or the
thickness? The whole thing.
The thickness of the pot?
The whole thing.
Right.
And the reason for that is, we have no idea how much absorption there is in the kli. It might be the whole kli.
Water into a big pot, I'm getting much more volume of that mutton in 60, the whole pot.
No, it's not.
No,
no pot. Very, I can't say it's impossible. You don't have.
Melt down the pot. Let's say fully melt it down. And I take measure that versus what it can hold.
It would be less than a 60th. More than a 60th. Most pots cannot hold 60 times the amount of the volume of the pot. They can't. It's a fact. The Gemara says the fact. I never experimented.
Remember, the radius going to the interior surface and the radius going out to the exterior surface are going to be being cubed in terms of volume. So,
it's a fact. The Gemara says it's a fact. Dr. Schwab will prove it just scientifically. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know the Gemara says that you can't have a pot. The Gemara doesn't say you can't. It's very unlikely to have a pot. The bigger it is, the more volume it has.
The more it can contain.
Again, but it can contain 60 times the surface.
Very thin gauge, but like a aluminum.
Yes, so the Gemara says it's very possible. One, that's the possibility. You have a very, very thin pot. Then it's possible, the Gemara says. But it would be very highly unlikely. Plus the fact they probably didn't have the thin pots that we can have today.
We would pretty much have to make that as well.
Right.
The math, it's actually not scientifically, it's mathematically.
Okay, whatever it is.
It's pretty easy. The other thing is, that when dealing with problems that we went through about 23 years ago in Adanus Hulun or Maryland, I think, but is that you have to view the sides of the pot almost as being transformed into trace.
I'm not getting involved in that. Not true, but this is not the time and place to discuss it.
Okay. I thought that the Lita that comes into the Lia, I should say Lia's, let's be fair, was not nowhere near Chazal.
Now, how do you know? You made just an assumption,
right.
Not like Chazal. You decided,
no, I mean,
if that were true, if that were true, you would never have to kosher a pot.
But I was probably meant for microscopic particles.
Again, let's try one more time. According to you, the Rashba says that, oh God, I'm going to get into trouble. Forget it. It's not worth it.
Right,
just trust me that if you were right, you would never have to kosher a pot, according to the Rashba. Because you never have less than 60.
Tom, the time that goes out, not...
Is it Zayas of the answer?
Wow, okay, I never thought of that.
Why else are you capturing the bot?
Well, because there's
it's bot 260. According to you, you should never have to capture a pot. You have a pot that absorbs trace, fill it up with water, it'll get, according to you, a minute part of Blia. It'll be about to 472, and you'll be able to use the pot ever again.
You can't do Bit Lechapilu.
Okay, so that gets into that Rashba. I'm not getting involved. Trust me, it's the way it is. That's what Chazal says. I'm not learning Chulim. Mir Shem, we'll get the Chulim. We'll get this done. But that's the way it is. Yes, Doctor?
Is 60 derived or derived?
60 is a derisa because it's an assumption of that's when time dissipates, based on the Torah, not on, I mean, Chazal.
Whose assumption?
Again.
It's the Ramban.
No, again, let me say what I meant.
Okay.
Okay, I know you love to be medayed my words, but I'm not a Rishon, so let me just say it clearly.
You are someone I respect.
Okay, again, let me say it clearly. Treif is a derisa. The Rabbana would never come along and say, don't worry about treif. You have to worry about treif. So really what you're supposed to do is call a guy in, an expert guy, which is what the Mechaber says to do. Ask him, can you taste this thing? Do you taste the treif in it? And if he says no, you can eat it. And if he says yes, you can't eat it, regardless of how much more there is or not. Because if there's no tom, you don't have to worry about it. I don't care if it's 10 times as much, or 100 times as much. If he tastes it, it's usher. If he doesn't taste it, it's mutter. Even though what I said now is a machlokes, but I'll just assume that way. Now, came along Rabbanan and said, what if you don't have a guy here? How are you going to determine whether it has taste or not? How are you going to determine? You can't taste it. It's treif. So they said that most foods, and there are exceptions, and they made exceptions, in 60, will lose their taste. They established a fact. They didn't establish a halacha. The halacha is a deraisa, that when there's no taste, it's mutter, and when there is taste, it's usher. But they dealt with a reality. I don't have a guy to taste it. Or according to the Ramah, I can't trust a guy. I don't have anybody I can trust. Therefore, came along Chazal and said, we're going to tell you the fact. 60 times, you won't taste it. Less than 60, you will taste it. Now, what happens if at 60 you taste it? It's a machlokes. I'm not going to get involved in that now. But that's what Rabbanan, they didn't establish a halacha. They can't come along and say, treif is mutter. They said, with 60, you won't taste the treif. Therefore, it's not midoraisa, therefore midoraisa is batel. Yes.
So, in the end, what you were saying, if I can summarize, is that this is not the same type of measure as one-third of growth or something like that, which is exact, it's something where the Chazal is exact. What this is that they had to, being unable to do what is derived, they had to come up with a cure with an abundance of caution.
I don't know, honestly. They didn't talk. They did not.
It requires that you assume the entire volume of the pot is in itself trace. Again, the math is simple.
Again, I'm not learning Kula now. I'm not going to sit and argue this point over with you. We're not getting involved in Chatzich and Hatzis. We're not getting involved in all those things. Okay. Again, even if it's an abundance of caution, the Rabbanon came along and said, this is the shiur. They did not tell me why they picked 60. I tried to talk to them. They didn't answer me. So I don't know why they picked 60, but that's what they told me. So I trust them that that's Babatul Tav. Whether they did it with abundance of caution or they knew this is the way it is, I don't know. I can't. They didn't answer me. I tried to write them a letter. They didn't respond.
Don't worry. I cautioned my stuff when I inherited it. So.
Yeah, okay, next. Yes.
We're talking about the pot used. That was some trace in it before, and now we're doing the second cooking as some new ingredients. And
no.
That's what the tom is, or in the tom with the original piece of trace in it.
Again, let's do it. What we're worried about is that we're talking about pots. It doesn't have to be pots. You had a piece of trefa meat that fell into your soup. The piece of trefa meat was the size of 1 ounce. A small piece. And now you took the trefa piece of meat out, but it cooked there. Can you eat the soup? Forget the pots. If there are 59 ounces of soup, you cannot eat the soup. And if there's 60 ounces of soup, you could eat the soup. The trefa meat is gone. You're not eating the trefa meat, it's gone. But the taste of the trefa meat went into the soup. So how do I know whether that tom is still there or not?
Well, my question is, does it make a difference what the food was? In other words, for me, jalapeno peppers...
So again, we're not learning coolant here now. Yes, there's such a thing called a davar charif, yes. This is all discussion of kula. We can, it's very nice we can get kantaira kula in on 1 foot. We can't do that. This is a sugya kula. What? Machloik is right. B'shem can be 100. It's a big machloik is whether that's the source or not. Some say it's whatever it is, the truffle and the... What was it? Lifton, is it lift? What? Lefus, yeah.
Lefus,
yeah. Fine. The 60 and 100 is a machloik. Some say 100, some say 60. That's right, B'shela. Not so partial that that's the source. Maybe it is. I don't remember clearly. Right, we did that rush. Frank de Gemara. Right, we did that already. Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who learned Mishras is Tam Keikar. Right, so why isn't Chatas a second pasuk for Tam Keikar? Dr. Gemara, Shrichi. They say that this is not Shnei Ksuv Mabon Ke'echad. I'm sorry, let's take it out there. I'm sorry, that's not the Kasha. Kasha is Rabbanon. They have a Pasuk of Chatas. Why isn't Chatas Heta Mitzar of Leser? And let Chatas teach everywhere that Heta Mitzar of Leser. Nazir would be Tam Ke'echad, and Chatas would be Heta Mitzar of Leser. Extra Pasuk. Dr. Gemara Rabbanan Tzrichi. They hold that it's not Shnei Ksuvim, because I would not derive one from the other. I would have said Nazir is not derived from Chatas. Maybe it's a Chumra by Kachim. Chatas cannot be the source all over. Nazir might be more severe. Even things that are not so edible, chartzen is the seeds, the pulp, I think it is. It's aser. And therefore, talking to Rabbanon, right, they say that etam etzarfle iser would not be tupsukim abon keechad. Meaning, they say that if it would be at the Messiah place, we would learn it out L'chol Tarekula. It happens to be talking about Tom Kaker. Mishras is Tom Kaker. And Kachem is at the Messiah place.
What did Rabbanon use at the Messiah place? What did they use to Rabbanon?
They don't hold at the Messiah place.
They don't hold
They don't hold that?
No, they say Mishras is for Tom Kicker. There's no Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser. That was Rabbi Akiva, who's dead.
It's not the whole by the concept.
The whole by the concept is.
No, you don't. Why is somebody back? Is there some background noise here? Okay.
So they don't hold by?
They don't hold by Tom Kicker. I mean, Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser. That was Rabbi Akiva's Kiddush. Rabbanu said, we don't have that pasuk. The pasuk is coming for Tom Kicker. What?
Both
psukim can be Tom Kicker, right. Even by Kutchum, they don't say Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser. Because they say we need two psukim for Tom Kicker. I wouldn't know one from the other. What?
We just learned from Chatas.
Let's Chatas is Kutchum. Dr. Raj, Rabbanu typically Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser Michatas. The Dula have a base psukim koyachat. Ubesvarim, Hayakasov, Rabbanu Naisim Tampim Gamudasa. There was a girsa in our Gemara, which we don't have, that Rabbanan hold the Chatas is coming for a nice and Tom Lubgam. He actually asked right. The Metzinu Shineser Tom Lubgam be Kutchim. It's not true. Tom Lubgam is not Rasir by Kutchim. The Minim is welcome by Dam Chatas. Kol Yoim Nasa Giyu L'Chaveray. The Gemara says there, each day Kachur's the day before. Alma the Tom Lubgam Shori be Kutchim. Tom Lubgam is Mutra by Kutchim. V'achi Gassidim be Mitzvah Svarim. Rabbanan l'tam ke'ikhu da'asa. They hold both psukim are coming for Tom ke'ikhar. U'mitzvuch tzrichi, and I need two psukim per kam ke'isr. Dikas, rachmanan chatas, have a mean in azal, the asim in aid, the chulim in kachim le'yavina. I don't learn chulim in kachim. Dikas, rachmanan just nazir, have a mean in chatas, min azal le'yavina, mishim d'chamer yisuri, that's all the chatas in azal rachmanan. Now we have to stop here. And let's think for a second. So the Rabbanan come along and say, Nazir and Chatas are both for Tom Kicker. Chatas can't be a source because it's Kutchim. Nazir can't be a source because even pulp is Usher. So then how can we learn out L'chol HaTerekula? How did Rabbanan learn out from Mishras, Tom Kicker to the whole Torah? How can they learn it out? If you tell me you learned it out from Nazir, fine. But you're just telling me now that I can't learn from Nazir because Nazir is more severe, even pulp is Nazir. And I can't learn it out from Chatas because that's Kutchim. So how do I know Tom Kicker by trace? The Gemara till now assume you learned it from Nazir. But now the Rabbanan is saying, I have two psukim for Tom Kicker and it's not snake psukim because I wouldn't know one from the other. I wouldn't know Nazir from Chatas, and I wouldn't know Chatas from Nazir. So how do I know Treif? Each one has a severity over there. You can't learn from Nazir. Nazir even pulp is Nazir. You can't learn from Chatas, but you can't learn from Chatas, because Chatas is Kutchim. Dr. Rush, the near elite, the last lady, I'm sorry, where am I? The Hod Amin and Lael, Rabbanu Yalfi Kali Surim Shabbatari Ben Nazir. Rabbanan learned everything out of Nazir, but like mean and shiny Nazir, the Chomer Yisurei. And Chatas Kesamach Dasmi Peinei. We learned it out from both together. There's a rule that if you have two, you take the common denominator. What is the common denominator between Nazir and Chatas? It's not that pulp is Nazir, but Chatas pulp is not Nazir. It's not that it's Kutchim, Nazir is not Kutchim. Common denominator is Tom Kicker. So we learn not Tom Kicker in the whole title. So let me review what just happened here. The Gemara started off with Akasha. According to Mekiva, just like Rabbanan derived Tom Kicker from Mishras, why can't Rabbanan derive Hetzer Mitzvah from Mishras? Came Rabbi Akiva and answered, because I have two psukim for Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser. I have a pasuk by Nazir and I have a pasuk by Chatas. And whenever the title repeats it twice, it means don't derive from it. So I can't derive anywhere because Nazir and Chatas are a repetition. Now the Gemara has a problem. So according to the Rabbanon who don't hold Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser, so they have two psukim for Tom Kicker, Mishras and Kutchim. So why don't we say that Tom Kicker only applies to those two, not anywhere else? Just like Rabbi Akiva just told you that we can't derive Hetzer Mitzvah for Lisser because I have two. So how can Rabbanan derive Tom Kicker? I have two. The answer is, Rabbanan holds it's not two. Two is only if it's unnecessary. But here, one wouldn't suffice. I can't learn from Nazir. Nazir is pulp, is Nazir. I can't learn from Chatas because it's Kutchim. Therefore, it's not repetitive. The Gemara is going to get to Makiv in a minute. So how can I learn that everywhere else? Because once I have the two of them, the common denominator is Tom Kaker, not Pope and not Kutcher. And therefore, the source of Tom Kaker in the whole Torah is not Hazar and it's not Katas. It's a combination of two.
Early when it said it just left one out.
Correct. Now we have to go back to Mekiva. Why is it two? Rabbanan just told you wouldn't be able to derive one from the other. And if you can't derive one from the other, it's not a repetition. Frank the Gemara of Mekiva. Amalak lamay tzrichi. I disagree with you. I don't think that it's necessary, both of them. I'll grant you that. That from Chatas I would not derive Nazir. The Chula Mikachim Legaminon. I can't learn Chula from Kachim. El Elichter Rechman Ben Nazir, B'Teisim Ben Chatas Minei. Why can't I learn out Chatas from Nazir? Do I call his term Shabbatai Rechigamri Ben Nazir? The Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva does not view Pope as being a Chumrah. And therefore, we learn everything. We learn everything from Nazir. Why can't we learn from Nazir? But you tell me Pope? Rabbi Kiva doesn't view Pope as a Chumrah. So Rabbi Kiva disputes the Rabbanah. You told me Nazir can't be a source because of Pope? Not true. Nazir can be a fine source. The fact that Pope is Nazir, Pope is not unedible. That's not a chiddush. And that wouldn't be a reason not to derive from Nazir. So now we have to go back to the Rabbanah. So it's Pope a Chumrah and not a Chumrah. Make up your mind. Rabbanan said you can't learn from Nazir because of Pope, but Bekiva's response is Pope is nothing.
So you can argue.
So the Gemara, a different answer. So the Gemara, Rabbanan, Amrilach. They'll answer you. You're right, Bekiva. Nazir can be a source in itself. And if you had two Pesukim for Tom Kicker, we would not learn it out to call it Torah. But Chatas has had to Mitzar for Isser only by Kachim. We'll agree with you. Tom Kaker is Mishras. And Chatas is not Tom Kaker. It's not a repetition. Chatas is Hetzim and Star of Lister, but only by Chatas. Only by Kachim. He's saying both are for Hetzim and Star of Lister.
He's saying they were going to do all by that concept?
Only by Kachim. You can't learn that from Kachim. Till now, we assumed the Rabbanan didn't hold the Bet HaMitzvah Blitzer anywhere. Now the Gemara is saying, they agree to Rabbi Kiva. Nazir by itself is a source to call out Tera Kula.
For
Tom Kaker. And Chatas is not a repetition, because Chatas is Hatem HaMitzvah Blitzer. He learned Hatem HaMitzvah Blitzer. He learned how Tom Kaker from Gula Hev to Chub.
Where is he?
Does
he limit
Hetzim stuff
to only to
Nazir? And Kachim. That's why it's named Suvim. Torah repeated itself.
Rabbanah only hold it by
Kachim. Rabbanah Amr Chatas Latim and Star for Isser. Mishras Litin Tom Kaker. We cannot have done the whole Surim Shabbatira. Rabbi Kiva, Tavai Latim and Star for Isser. He says both are for Hetzim and Star for Isser. So to repeat, Babu Shnei Suba Bon Kachad, Shnei Suba Bon Kachad Emelamdin. Now, the truth is, the Gemara could have said, Rabbanan hold Pope as a Chumrah. But the Gemara backed off from Pope being a Chumrah. The Gemara started off and said, Rabbanan hold Pope as a Chumrah. You can't derive from Nazir. But then the Gemara backed off for that. But Rabbi Kiva answered that. That's not. Zog to Rush.
They just back off from it?
They could. In the fact, I think the Rush is going to be two shots, one with this Gersa that we have, and one that they argue. Zog to Rush. Rabbanan l'tam kekudas, imitzuch tzrichi. Dikas rachman achatas, I know we did that already, Rabbi Kiva amalach, ken lich rachman agabi nazir, b'lai tzikachim b'nei. But let's lay, Rabbi Kiva hach svar the nazir chomer. Hilkach avadu beis ksub mabon keechad. V'yes svarim shakasa behem. Some have the following follow-up. Rabbanan l'tam keikar. What does he put in Chav? Mishras l'tam keker. The Mishlatas, I don't know what he puts in there. Mishlas Latamke Kurdasa Vikatas Latam Sarflaser. Meaning, basically, argue Mara that Rabbanim back off and say that Enochinami, I could learn that from the Azir, but that's Hatam Mitzvah Lister. It's one pasik, but I don't learn that because it's Kachim. Chulam Mikachim, Legamina. But Mitzvah Tzvichi, now the Gemara Rashi is explaining on Rabbi Kiva. Parakh Rabbi Kiva. The Amin Nazir Bechatas based Subma Bank Echad. I'm a shiny Rabbi Kiva. I'm a look, Lift Rachman Ibn Nazir. But Philo Leger seen a Bohella Mitzvah Tzvichi. Yes, the Faris Rabbanam Meshivin Kane Rabbi Kiva. Well, the Peg Elo Ivrim Gavin Rabbanam Mitzvah Tzvichi. And in Pesachim, the Gemara answers like that the Rabbanan argue and hold their guns and they hold that it's Pope. Again, you can be two answers over here. You can say, like Dr. Harris cited before, Rabbanan hold Nazir as a Chumrah Pope. And they don't back down. Or you can be Gairus that they do back down. So in Pesachim, they don't back down. And in Chulin, they do back down. So over here, you can learn one way or learn the other way. That's what the Rush is going to speak out. Rabbanan hold on that you can't. You can't learn from Nazir. Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Tzvichi. Bishlam and Nazir Mechatas Legaminan, the Chulam Mechatas Legaminan, and Lechatas Tevel Minazir. Rabbi Kiva holds, you could learn from Minazir. Rabbanan, Mitzuk Tzvichi, Chatas Lehatam and Sarav Leeser, the Chulam Mechatas Legaminan, or Mishra Slam Keker, Mikan Hatadan Lechal Terekula. Like our Gemara here, the Rabbanan back down. We're paying it on Nazir Mashma, Chatas Litten Tam Keker. Meaning that Rabbanan didn't back down. They hold that both are a Tam Keker, and they hold you can't learn out from Nazir, and you can't learn out from Chatas, you have to learn out from the combination. Depends how you gyrus here. According to some, you're not gyrus here the whole piece that Rabbanan agreed to have to Mitzvah Lister by Kachim. The more answer here is Rabbanan hold that you can't learn out from Nazir because of Pope. That's the sugya in Chulam. And the sugya and Pesachim, the Rabbanim back down and say, you're right, we could learn from Nazir, but Chatas is Rehat and Mitzvah Lister. Over here, there are two girsas. One girsa is like Chulin and one girsa is like Pesachim. Either the Rabbanim don't back down and they hold you can't learn from Nazir, or they do back down and they hold that one is Rehat and Mitzvah Lister. There are two girsas and different Mesechtas. The Russian's girsa here is that the Rabbanan don't back down. Rabbanan Mitzvah Tzvichi. They say, no, you can't learn from Nazir. Pope. And Rabbi Kiva holds Pope is not a Chumrah. The other girsa is to say, Rabbanan do back down. And they say, you're right. Both Sukkim are not necessary. Nazir is good by itself. Chatas is at the Mitzvah Lister. So you have a choice in how to learn. That's what the Rush leaves it at. That's a sugya in Chulin when we get to get an Asher. It's Machoikis. That's beginning Menai and Dam. Ain't beginning Menai and Dam. Also in Chulin. Again, I wish I could summarize Kala Terekula in 5.5 minutes. Can't do that. That's why there's 36 Mesechtas and Shas of Gemara. There's 63 Mesechtas and Shas. 36 of them have Bavli. And 27 don't have Bavli.
I don't know, we just summarized things entirely.
That's in Gashmias, not in Gemara. Hakol Havo is not going in Gemara, Chas V'Shalom.
No, I think
Shim Yerei, but the Tzaita Shemark is there, Kol Havo, correct. Yeah, but again, we just learned today that a person is Kim Yerei without knowing Halacha is Kigibar without Zion. That's what the Medrash says, because I just quoted that Medrash.
Well, that's what people summarize.